231. Venues of China. Venturesome travelers in China have a host of venues from which to choose. From the verdant grasslands of the steppes of Inner Mongolia, to the verbal acrobatics of Xiangsheng comedy duo performers in Chinese theaters, there is a lot to take in. China provides versatile pleasures. Travelers with little vigilance may not be able to witness this. Therefore, do not allow one traveler's version of China to influence you. In one instance, a traveler told us that a friend's negative experience in Fujian almost vetoed his desire to go there. Travel with an open mind, be vigilant to all the different opportunities that abound, and you will likely find that many negative comments made by others cannot be verified at all. One example of differing opinions of the same site is the Peking Man site near Beijing, a museum dedicated to the archaeological discovery of one of the first vertebrates to walk in a vertical fashion. Some people find it a vibrant place to visit, while others say that though the vicinity is nice, the museum is a bore. Speaking of Beijing, it happens to be the cultural and economic capital of the country. Many people come from far away to vie for even menial jobs, just so they can live in this metropolis. Too many, perhaps, see Beijing as their vessel to success. Unfortunately, many do not vibrate to the tune of success. But the exciting vibrations of the city keep people here. All in all, a viable living can be made there. To even be slightly victorious, economically speaking, is quite an accomplishment in such a huge city. Many foreign tourists find the economic viability inviting as well. Employment opportunities are abundant, and while they may have been losers in their own backyard, in Beijing they are victors. A veteran of the foreign resident life, Jim Kappel, explains why many adventurous travelers end up staying in the capital. One minute you're visiting the last vestiges of royal China at the Imperial Palace, and next, you're listening to recitations of Tang Dynasty verse in a tea house. It's really nice. As we said, the country has a lot to offer.